101.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning, Bahamas. This is your host, Kendani Campbell-Moss, and I am here on 96.9 Guardian Radio, fresh news, smart talk all day. Now, usually you would hear my voice through the 4 o'clock hour, but I am here this morning at 11 a.m. to bring you some information, to have a dialogue, a conversation with you about a woman's worth. We're speaking about domestic violence against women, violence against women in general. And this morning, my contributor will be Candy from Foam. But before we get into our dialogue, this is a poem that I recently found, and it says, "A woman is often measured by the things she cannot control. She is measured by the way her body curves or doesn't curve, by where she is flat or straight or round. She is measured by 36, 24, 36 inches and ages, by all things outside of her that do not encompass who she really is. She tries, she doesn't try. Every woman knows that her measurement and her statistics are only what people see of her. But who really sees a woman's worth?" We have with us this morning Candy Gibson from Foam. Candy, good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Campbell, and it's truly a pleasure to be here.
I am happy to have you here with us on Guardian 96.9. Yesterday afternoon, we had an opportunity to visit the memorial of Carissa, a young lady that recently hung herself. She had reached out to the community. She had made various appeals about what was going on in her life. She'd gone to the police. She had gone to Congress. She had done many things. And months or weeks before, there was Heavenly that was shot in her head while she was breastfeeding her son. Candy, there's violence against women on a miraculous level here in the islands of the Bahamas. What do you see at Foam, Candy?
To tell you the truth, at Foam, Candy, we see so much. We hear so much. I did a live video on Friday. And Candy, if I tell you the amount of women that reach out to me that is going through, and some of them are afraid to even step out because, or even let go because there's nothing in place to help them. And like, you know, persons with the guys in their lives who tell them, "Well, you go to police against me, the police can follow you around it. The police coming back home near the UA." And so it has them in fear. So what do you do in cases like this? Then you have some cases whereas persons wanting to get out, they can't get out because there's no one to take them. The person who they're living with, their boyfriend, their significant other, their husband, he pays the mortgage, he pays the rent, he takes care of the children. Some of the females never work. So for them to leave that independent state and to go independent is hard. And so it's a lot. I see on even on Sunday after I did a live video on Friday. And persons reached out to me Friday, two particular ladies, I had to go. Like, I normally would have said, no, sir, ma'am, well, I'll speak with you later. But what they situation were, I had to go to them Sunday after church and to see the condition that they were in, you know. Cantonique is really sad, women going through this in our country, which we do have men suffering from domestic violence abuse as well. It goes hand in hand, you know, but it's just sad what we're going through.
So, Candy, tell me something. You have these women. You're speaking to an audience of over 400,000 persons that listen to The Guardian Radio, that would see you in the newspapers, that would have an opportunity to view your readings or view your lives on social media. There are 400,000 persons that live in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Are you saying to me that we as women, are we supporting you? Are we supporting each other? Are we upholding each other in order for things to be any different? How are you finding the outreach for FOOM as it relates to other women? Because today for me, tomorrow for you. And not every act of violence may come in the form of hitting, because I've had many psychologists and psychiatrists that have been on radio with me, and they speak to the fact that not all abuse is physical.
And that is true, Kendrick. You have something called financial abuse, but persons don't really come out and say, but financial abuse when the woman in the house is doing everything. You know, she goes to the bank, she marks out a salary, she buys the car, the significant other drives the car all around now, so don't give her a car. He gets a car, she has to put gas in it, she paying all the bills, she taking care of the children. These abuse. Then you have mental abuse. Someone who have to hit you, they can make you feel like you stupid. They could belittle you. They could less, you know, they tend to, oh, you stupid. Oh, you don't want your fat self. Oh, you don't have all them children. Who can marry you? Stuff they would do to belittle us women. And I don't care what nobody say. Me who would have been an angle, it is what it is. I've been in many relationships where I was as pretty as I am. I left feeling unwanted, unspecial, unpretty. And so there were times, I know I went this, and the time when I would have divorced my husband and I met this guy and he was very jealous of me and so forth, whatever the case is. And this would have, while I was working at the Patelcos, that would have been like, some 15 years or so.
At least 15, 20 years ago.
Years ago would happen, right, you know, Sammy. And he blacked my eye, Kendrick. The bang, I like to wear bang on this side, right? Mm-hmm. But when he blacked this eye because I was driving, the bang had to go on.
Mommy, you don't make me laugh.
I serious. The bang had to actually go on this side of the eye and to cover my black eye.
Right.
You understand me? So I'm saying that you have persons in this country, when they get into a rage, they don't care how they unleash it out and where they do unleash it out. And like I often tell persons, we have a lot of men in this country, they're walking around with a bop, but they are broken. They are broken. They pick you up as a girlfriend or they pick you up as a wife, but they are broken.
So, Candy, how do we, if something had happened last night, let's just say something happened to a random lady last night, what happens in the event? Does the police call you or does someone on the site call you? Does someone get your name off of Facebook and they what happens when you are contacted? How do you get contacted?
In some cases, the police reach out to me. In some cases, the female go there with my name and my number. Some cases, whoever they're with would give them my name and my number. And as you can see, Kantanik, every time as a situation that happens and it is then presented on Facebook, Candy Gibson, JP is automatically tagging it. So
it is.
Yeah, everyone, Candy, you see this? You see that? And I'm saying to myself, I understand y'all saying, if I see this, me saying is one thing. Me having passion is one thing, Kendrick, but I need funds. Because at the end of the day, yeah, I go and pick up these ladies or whatever the case is, but my car don't run off of air. My car run off gas. Then I got to find somewhere to put them. While I got to feed them. You understand me? Mm-hmm. So these are stuff that has to be done. You got to find blanket. Because now every time you house somebody, you can't leave that sheet or that blanket there for them. You throw it away. So which means you have to have a constant flow of stuff to accommodate these females and children. Sometimes a change of, not even sometimes, you have to find change of clothing and so forth. And so we out here, we doing our part to help the victims. But at the end of the day, we need the public help to help us help the victims.
But Candy, I don't want to cause controversy, but I want to ask the question. There's a difference between NPO and NGO. Recently, in the even in this morning's headline, 53 million mystery. PM says Ministry of Finances so far can't track food task funds at all. You weren't given any of the $53 million, Candy?
No, and that's because, you know, it's so sad, and I would say this again. Grassroots NGOs are never recognized. When they have their round table, they bring the elites, the elites and the grassroots, you know, because we're dark, we're the wheats, you know? And we have to go beyond that stigmatization now, whereas only the white people, the white man, the blue-eyed woman could get this stuff in our country. When the people ain't gonna reach them at a certain time, they always get the grassroots NGOs. And so therefore, monies were shared, we got nothing. How I got the partnership with the Red Cross was because I knew someone, I said, Mark and Form B, one of the outlets of distributing food. And I think we were distributing the food along with the Red Cross on, I think, Tuesdays and Thursdays. So therefore, we were able to distribute. But at the end of that exercise, we were given a certificate of appreciation from the Red Cross, along with they gave us a voucher where we could sign up 6 persons for the free CPR classes. And that was our thanks.
So hold on, Candy. What about the money?
Nope.
I mean, what about the food? The food, the very food that they were distributing, that they were using your facility for, you didn't get any of that?
No, we didn't. And my staff and my volunteers who did that exercise, only thing they got was, if some of them live in different areas, only reward they got was they didn't have to go to those different areas for the food. They could have redeemed their voucher right there at the, or they could have get their box of grocery from my office at the Grand Carmichael Road or East West Side. They didn't have to go nowhere. Just get their box from my location. That was our only reward. So I still was faced with the stipend I would pay my staff. I was still faced with, and the lunch I had to provide them with, I was still left with this. I was still faced with this. And even though I asked them, would we get anything? I said, would we be compensated with anything? You know, whatever, overhead expense, whatever. They said they would get back to me. They never got back to me, which it didn't make a difference because at the end of the day, what I do is from the heart. What I do is from the heart. When I help people from the heart. So I look at it like this. And like Apostle Wells always, what he would normally say to us many years ago when I attended his church, God never give you the vision without provision. And so Joan first going to make form 10 years. And so therefore, we're still here. With little or nothing, God is good. We're still here.
And the little, he has blessed you much.
Yes, he has.
Candy, I want you to talk to me about the domestic violence that you see that is unreported. Because I have been in a situation where I would see many things that the general public would not see. Can you tell me how many acts of violence against women that you may see that the public never knows about? Talk to us about that.
I see a lot. Like I said, the other day I went to one lady. I wouldn't say what part of her body, but her body part now has a sink in it because the doctors would have to go in her body part to take out the bruise. And so therefore, her body now has a sink. Then I had a lady who, and we have numerous cases where we have the boyfriends pulling gun on their girlfriends, their wives, busting shots at them and so forth, and gun button them. We have teeth out their mouth, arm broken. I have persons reach out to me. They in the situation, their boyfriend break their nose or, you know, break a rib before or bust a teeth out their mouth. You're asking them, do you want to call the police or if I send a patrol car for you, would you be willing to go in? No, I don't want to do it. I don't want to aggravate them anymore.
So, Candy, you would have gotten a call. Foam has gotten a call. You're there trying to assist the woman. Does she go with you right away, or she still has some and also, is there an opportunity you think for her to stay away, or in most cases, does she just go right back to where she has come from?
Most cases, she has to go back. I would say she has to because when you would have been tied to a significant other, whether it be man on man or woman on woman, you become attached to them. You become independent to them. And so, therefore, if you reach out to someone for help, whether it be social service, they only get accommodate you for a certain length of time. You have no families, no friends. In some cases, these young men, they have these women in fear where they have them believing, if you leave me, I can kill your mommy. If you leave me, I can do this to your children or whatever, whatever. And so, therefore, it has them afraid. And so, therefore, they find themselves back in that abusive relationship.
Candy, what about women that are married? Have you encountered a lot of violence? There's this new situation now where we're revisiting the opportunity to call marital rape something else. In your deliberations, do you find that you have a lot of contact with married women that are facing violence against them?
We have contact with married women, and what is so sad about that, Ken, and what really hurt me is like, when a married woman come to me, she is not going up against a young man from being town, like the camp road or finding out how the abuse or the perpetrator is somebody high in society. And so what do you do when she go and she press charge before and a sweep under the rug? And we must realize it's not just a marginalized person bringing harm to these women or, like I say, or mankind. It's persons way up in society doing it.
And so, Candy, are you saying to me that you can have someone from the upper echelon that is going through this particular thing? You take them to the police station or you visit them at the police station. And once you are there, it just goes away?
They don't go no further. You'll hear their story. You know what they're up against. You would see the marks. You see the bruises.
But in some instances, it's because of who has committed the crime against them.
Who the perpetrator on. Was a time, too, I made a statement. I said, man, somebody said on Facebook about domestic violence. And someone quickly messaged me, and they said, your program didn't go no further. And I said, why? It's not going to go no further because you have this person, that people like them doing it to their wives. And I was like, okay. So they say, you think they're going to help you when you're speaking out against the wrong they're doing? And so I'm like, it's sad in this country when, you know, the perpetrators are not just the marginalized. The perpetrators are some of the hierarchies. So what do you do then?
What do you do? Yes. And this is violence against women. Violence. But would you want anyone to perpetrate that on your daughter?
No, I never. I just tell people, call, you know, they had me locked up before for something I have no knowledge about. I was locked up for conspiracy to commit murder for someone. Something that doesn't concern me. But for my girl child, writing with the black eyes and this and that I already received, trust me, I don't want nobody come playing around her. Don't eat, boy, my boy, I just got ghetto fire. don't touch my fucking daughter. Don't touch my daughter.
Not your daughter.
Not her.
But listen, I think that's how most mothers are, especially, yeah. You know, most mothers are with their girl children. You know, I do see the plight in that. And I want to admonish you for those ladies or those men that are out there, because FOAM doesn't only cater to women that have been included in the violent per capita that we are consistently having here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. But Candy also looks out for men. When we come back from the break, Candy, we're going to talk about your institution, the housing of these women and these men, the children, how violence can possibly be curtailed in some instances. And it's not only in the inner cities. It's in the higher echelon of New Providence, the Family Islands. So we're going to talk about that when we return. You're listening to Guardian 96.9, Fresh News, Smart Talk, all day.
One thing there is no debate about is that BTC has the best rates. Now, the best rates just got better because you pay half the price of the other guys with your BTC home internet and mobile services combined. Switching to BTC is a no-brainer because I pay less with BTC and get super fast internet with speeds up to 600 megs. The other guys, their internet only go up to 105 megs.
Get all the internet you want at half the price when you bundle your home internet and mobile. Visit a BTC store to make the switch today. Conditions apply.
Happy anniversary, my gateway. Did you know that you can request and pay for over 35 government services on mygateway.gov.bs? Sign up today and access government services online with efficiency and simplicity. It's a celebration of a year of collective success on our digital transformation journey. My Gateway, making government work for you.
I'm so wasted.
Hey, are you okay? Do you need a ride home?
Sure.
You know, you look so sexy tonight.
Hey, what are you doing? No, stop.
Oh,
no.
Please. You knew you were asking for it in that tight dress.
No, stop.
You know you want it. You know you want it.
You're hurting me. No.
My dress does not mean yes.
Brought to you by UB Radio and by Guardian Radio 96.9.
This is Guardian Radio. Your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Good morning. This is your host, Kendani Campbell-Moss, and we're here on Guardian 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk all day. And we have with us as contributor for this morning, Candy from Foam. Now, you're used to hearing me on the 4 to 6 hour, but I've been moved to 11 o'clock. I'm bringing some funk to the morning time. I'm bringing some excitement and some interesting dialogue. So with me, we're going to go back into our conversation, and we're talking about domestic violence that has been perpetrated specifically towards women. We've had so many texts that have come in, but we're talking about NGOs and the NPO and the lack of sponsorship and the lack of contribution. And this is one text that has come in. Good morning to you, ladies. Candy is correct. My NGO was not given the opportunity to participate in the food distribution either. STRAW Inc. Center, nothing. We are a bona fide charity engaging at-risk girls for over 17 years. Not one bag of food, not a single cent. However, in the newspaper this morning, under the Davis administration, there is a reported Guardian headline that reads, 53 million. Mystery. PM says Ministry of Finance so far can't track food task force funds. I'm getting the responsibility here that These ladies from FOAM, this person from Straw, has not received any of the monies, any of the food supplies that were deemed necessary for those in the pandemic, whether in or out. What is going on? Why can't we fund the grassroots NGOs or NPOs? Why isn't Candy being given that information or that respect that she needs? She's helping in society. She's helping women. Domestic violence is indeed an issue. We have a situation with marital rape. I don't even understand why that is still a topic of conversation at this particular time, because rape is rape no matter who or where it's done. It is rape. But Candy, I want you to talk to me this morning about your plans for those ladies and men that have had domestic violence thrown upon them. Now, recently we had the young lady, Carissa, that was allegedly reaching out, and she has reached out. She did a medley of things to try to get herself the help that she needed. But unfortunately, it's alleged that she committed suicide. And if she did or if she didn't, we will find out in due time. But when you say that you're going to commit suicide, she did it allegedly in front of her young child. She has left behind a son. Domestic violence is very real for us. What happens, Candy? You explained to us what happens when FOAM is called. But what happens if there's no reprieve? What happens if there's no place for these women that have had domestic violence thrusted upon them? Where do they go? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Okay. This female has just been beaten beyond recognition. What happens then, Candy?
In some cases, many of them, they can't go by your family, members or friends. They sleep in the police station yard until the next morning. And that's what they do.
They sleep where?
In the police station yard in their vehicles until the next morning.
What if they have children, Candy?
Well, them and their children sleep in the police station yard until the next morning.
Have you seen this Netflix movie called The Maid? I want you to take some time and watch that. But there was this lady, and she went to a homeless shelter for her and her daughter. Very nice situation set up. It was like a communal type situation, but there was individual rooms with a kitchen that she could go in.
And that's how shelter's supposed to be done. That's how shelter.
Do we have anything like that?
No, not to my knowledge.
So what is this Landshark place?
That's Landshark is a more or less a motel hotel. And to what I'm gathering now, what I've heard from persons who stayed there and who still resident there, there's no security point. There's no security there. Stuff always going missing. Either car, battery, or satire, or people going in your room and moving stuff. So it's not secure.
So something happens to a female, 2 o'clock in the morning. She goes to the police station. She may have to sleep in the car with her and her children.
Yes,
Is there any hope for anything of that nature to be constructed?
That's what I suggested. I don't want to talk too fast, but right now I'm present and talk with somebody who's going to see how best they can help us moving forward, and in assisting females at least 3 days at a particular place until we could get them to a more secure place, until they're properly registered, they're properly vetted, and so forth. And then they will go to this particular place. Even on my plight is, I want partners. FOAM alone can't do it. So social services, we need you on board. We need the Royal Bahamas Police Force. We need the AG office. We need Bahama Christ Center. We need other NGOs like TLS Services. She deals with teen mothers. Throughout the night, the mothers come to you. They need Pampers, milk for their baby. We have Davina Smith, who deals with runaway girls. These stuff that do exist. And people don't understand how these situations turns into big situation of persons having domestic violence bestowed upon them later on in their journey called life. Before we go any further, first of all, now with Carissa's situation, here it is, you have a girl that stayed at a home all her life. When she turned 18, she's now pushed to that journey called the future. What was in place for her? She don't have a job. So we just push out there. You 18, you have to go.
They're still transitioning home?
Not to my knowledge. So there needs to be transitional homes. So when you turn 18, yes, you turn 18, yes. You now go in this transitional home. This home here empower you for what's really out there. So even if they bring you back and they have you working around or volunteering your time back around the Roundfleet home or Elizabeth State home or any home, The government will then pay your rent. A small efficiency because it's what one teacher, maybe only 18. So the government now will teach you independency. It teaches you how to be on your own. So there needs to be something in place like that. That so therefore you get you the small efficiency. It could be shared by you and somebody else, too 18 years, because you're mad, you're waiting on your own, trying to figure out this journey called life out. So there should have been something in place. To my knowledge, there was not, because when she was pregnant, she was staying at me at one point.
Mm-hmm.
But when I would have met her, she would have already had her situations going on or whatever the case is, and it was only so much I could have done.
Okay.
We need to put stuff like that in place. And so moving forward, I have a house, I had a female shelter, and the female shelter has now turned into a housing project because we have two males along with four females and their kids. And so that's been around from 2017. We have outgrown that space. So I already have the blueprint. I already have the drawings and everything. And so I'm believing God now for personal the partnership with FOAM, and let's get this shelter off the ground for victims. And so I had, like I said, again, I have the blueprint. I put a petition before, an application for Crown Land 2017 against the, it would have been when the previous administration was in. I haven't heard back from them as yet. And so if we come together and we partner, we could help these ladies. In 2020, I would have made some requests. I was on Eyewitness News, and I said to them, we need a gender-based violent unit in every police station with trained personnel, various phone charges, pampers, little snacks for the kids who are waiting, along with their assaulted victim, which could be their parent, which is their parents. There needs to be a reliable automobile to transport these victims of domestic abuse. Have a budget allocated for victims to travel. Have a budget for victims to take their COVID tests. Also, have a budget for at least 6 weeks for safe housing. And have someone to do checkup on these victims before and after they would have been a victim and before after they would have the perpetrator arrested. There was nothing in place. Now, I was so shocked the other day when a Carmichael Road Police Station called me for a lady who was there, a domestic violence victim. And I was so impressed the other day when they called me back and said, how was she doing? That blessed my soul. Like, okay, you send to me, you won't just leave her, you're doing a follow-up. And so we need now follow-up. Now, this is where we have an issue. I heard on the radio with the assistant commissioner or the acting commissioner. He said they want to create a unit inside the police in CID, which is now CDU. This unit cannot be in just CDU. This unit have to be branched at every police station, because if I live Carmichael Road or wherever I live, why do I have to go to CDU for this to make a complaint? Okay, he said they're going to be working closely with social services and the Bahamas Christ Center. These two entities don't only deal with domestic violence with them. So why are we just always thinking only the hierarchy? They don't always be in place. You can't always reach them. I had a situation the other day when I called a certain hotline for a child being abused.
Dancing machine.
No, I got someone. They tell me I have to wait till the next morning till the person come on who deals with that. And I said, what? And so I called CDU. I spoke with Inspector Smith. And he told me, come in. I came and I presented my case. And time as I reach home, the perpetrators were in custody. And so we have to have people who are ready to move. They have all kind of COVID-19 cars. Pull them in. Assign them to the police station. I am sick and tired. No cars are here right now. I understand we have a lot of crime going on in our country. That I understand. So therefore, they can never, ever house efficient cars. Pull some of them COVID-19 cars in. Have them assigned. They're nothing I have. When domestic violence victim walk in the station, why they got to see that plexiglass? Why is that plexiglass there? When it's domestic violence division, they should automatically be able to go through a certain door. They have a front door to see you and they have the back door. All domestic violence division, I feel now, they
should go to the back door.
To the back door. If I wait to get my chassis check, or I wait to report on breaking my house, why I got to see you coming there with your black eye, your camoli bump, or your arm broke? Why? Then I had a situation, whereas a lady, domestic violence situation, I took her into my office. She with the boyfriend went on the next morning, break my lock, trying to get at her, beat her. She goes to the police. The police give her an incident report to take to the doctor, to the hospital. The hospital say they refer to the clinic because they don't go to the courts with these domestic type matters. So the police gives her an incident report, and then the doctor now, PMA now refers you to a clinic. But my whole thing about this, from you go to the police and the police see your situation, you don't leave out that station just to report. Someone should accompany you. Get a social worker. Get a trained NGO. Let someone. So I know I did. When she came back, I let my office manager accompany her. We ain't getting paid for this. I can't even give my office manager a salary she deserves. I only could give her a stipend is nothing I pay her for what she does. But we out here, we working, and we need persons now to recognize grassroots NGOs as almost the forefront. Because half of them ain't get out of their bed, and they be out at night. I call my friend, he coming. He come with me, and we going to do what we got to do. That shouldn't be. And so we're asking persons to support. Let's help these females. Let's help the children. I understand they may feel, okay, but she was like him. That's her. Okay, yeah, she did choose to like him. That doesn't make her a bad person.
No.
She needs help.
And then, and a lot of times, too, the cycle repeats itself, so may be just looking for love. Let me get through some of these texts because our lines are blowing up, but I also want to take the opportunity to respect my texters because they do make the show. Good show, Casey and Candy Gibson. Why this nation so corrupt and biased? The rich NGO had money sitting $2 million and was paid to feed poor, but everyday proven and consistent churches in NGOs like Great Commission, Pastor C.B. Moss, and properly Lawrence Roll, even Candy Organization, don't get financial aid from the government. Why? Are we not majority rule, mainly grassroots, over 80% of our people? I hope and pray that changes as soon as possible. Right away in this new day government by PM Brave Davis. This is another text, Candy. Oh boy, hold on. A guardian wrong for moving you to a shorter time. Oh boy. But what about counseling so they don't return to the same situation and counseling for the abusive man? Good morning, my two favorite ladies. When they link up, question. I'm curious, how many times were they married? Because I'm jealous. Okay, I don't know. Great show as usual. But NASA women have a strange way of communicating. NASA woman called being up in all your face, pushing some men to the breaking point. I am in no way condoning hitting a woman, but some women provoke men by constantly poking the bear. This is another text. Guardian is wrong for moving you to this shorter time. I like you at 4 to 6. Okay, I'm going to be here for 11 for a few days. This is another text. Candy, you have plenty patience. The time you take to be doing this for people and not focusing on your family is time away. God bless you, because I know after a certain time, I wouldn't be answering no phone. But I'm wondering if your white counterparts do. Okay, let me read this next text, Candy. Candy, there's a special place for you and those like you that always try to help. There are many marginalized persons, and in some instances, nobody ever hears it. Okay, this is another text. Great show as usual. I don't mean to stir the pot, and I don't want you and your guest to cuss me. But this is my observation on the topic. Does a woman actually know her worth? Because you see some of these guys, these women date, you could see they ain't into nothing. Some of these women know exactly how violent some of these guys are and still date them, or worse, have kids for them. Like the song said, she love bad man. I think in some instances, Texter, that the cycle repeats itself. Your mother is 40. She has a child that's 15. The 15-year-old has a child and the child is 2. They see the cycle repeating itself. And you have a situation where you're looking for love. Maybe the father is in there. Maybe the mother is in there. Let's look at Carissa, for instance. She said openly in a 20-minute video, she didn't have a mother or a father. And yet she was being abused and tormented. She went to the proper authorities. She didn't feel as if though they gave her any reprieve. And at the end of the day, it's alleged that she took her own life. This is another text coming in. Candy, you mentioned that Carissa was with you. Could there not have been anything done? I know this is coming in at the back end, but at the end of the day, I don't think that she killed herself. And that area that she stayed in at Landshark is too open. Whoever it was killed her and made it look as if it was a suicide. Some people don't think that, you know, that she actually did commit the act.
Whether she killed herself or didn't, the system still failed. And then when we talk about cycle, Carissa had no parents stayed at the home. Where is her child today? At home. You don't say that cycle, eh?
It's a cycle.
It's a cycle. Her child is in a home.
Because the police liaison said that After it is found duly that the child does belong to the father, then they will make that judgment call. But he wasn't rightfully given to the father as soon as they found the child, you know. This is a cycle. It's repetitive. And it's learned behavior. I see someone doing it, so I do the very same. But we have to make a conscientious effort in order to make a change. And Candy, you are doing that with FOAM. Do you think that perhaps in terms of domestic violence, we need to perhaps move the actual building? Do you think that we need to have it maybe on a remote family island, maybe on a family island where there's some sort of industry? You know, if the domestic violence was perpetrated in Freeport, perhaps move the person here to New Providence.
First of all, I would say we need domestic violence. We need a shelter. We need safe houses, protection on every island. Even better, we now, like I said, persons, our government, they all, MPs, they travel frequently abroad. Why we can't sign treaties with the other countries, other states, to protect these females and their kids? You have some persons, they don't care what law in place, they don't care what the magistrates say, they don't care what the judge say, they coming for you. They don't respect the system. And so therefore, we now need to find other ways to help these victims. And then we have some females who don't even have a passport. Their children don't have a passport. So what do we do? So we have to now involve the passport office. So when we meet these type of persons who have persons and family members that can take them abroad, or even if the government will send them abroad, there's no turnaround time. We put them to a safe space right now. We do all the process of their passport. We get their COVID test. We get their police record. And then we then have a budget to ship them out. We have the we could find $53 million to allocate to whoever. We can't have a budget just for domestic violence victim. We can't do it.
Have you spoken to the Office of the Spouse, Candy?
I haven't spoken to the Office of the Spouse, but I have spoken to the Minister of Social Services already. The Office of the Spouse knows me very well. We shared a particular event when the 17-year-old girl had gotten killed in Nassau Village, and then she was a part of a WhatsApp group. In fact, she's still a part of a WhatsApp group all of us are part of.
This is so, Heavenly?
No, the 17-year-old girl, I can't remember her name, but she was killed by Stokes Gabbani.
Yes.
You understand me? So we were able to go there and reach out to the family and so forth. And I say this, like, in some cases, like, we have the now, Kendanik, look beyond people, stigma. I was placed in such a way in 2015. Okay, so many people, I am known as a criminal. She's a criminal. I don't even listen to her, but she's looking for a guy. It was charged for murder. Okay, if I am guilty. I am guilty, Kendanik. I was dating somebody known to the police who was on bail for murder. He was on bail for murder. I wasn't on bail for murder. But that's who I choose to love. Like the text said earlier, we know this guy's a bad man. He never showed no bad sign around me. Fast, I can say he's innocent. But like I say, the world is, once you charge, not convicted, once you're arrested, you are a murderer. Okay, so let's take the stigma of Candy. This is what the people say she is. I never had a problem with her. Candy never showed me no violent or bad side. Candy means well. We need to stop pointing fingers and just give people the credit for the work they're doing in the country and what they have to bring to the table. We're not doing that. We're just judging people or what we think they are or who we think they are, not giving them credit or merit or who they really are in this country. So you mightn't like me. Yes, Candy's going Facebook Live. Yes, Candy don't play. Yes, Candy can speak her mind. That's me. But behind that person being loud, I only fighting for the marginalized in our country. I only speak it up because there's injustice. When these people come to me with their problems or their issues because they reach out to you and you show them no compassion, no empathy, when they come to me, I can make a little noise about what's going on. So at the end of the day, we mightn't like Candy, no. Candy might be PL, she might be F, she might be DNA. She might be QRC or UV, she might be LGBTQ. What doesn't make a difference? If Candy has the passion and the credibility and efficiency to get this work and integrity to get this work done, let's work with Candy. Let's partner with Candy.
I find that is a unanimous feeling in terms of cronyism in this country, Candy, because you have persons that are skilled that can do the work, but because of ego and political differences, we may not get the opportunity that is necessarily needed. But in this particular situation, and I've said this and I will echo this 100 times, today for me, tomorrow for you.
Not even tomorrow, today for me, next second for you. That's a quick time pass.
Or even in terms of looking at violence against women, it's not only the woman who lives through Ross Corner. It's the woman who lives in White Grove. It's the woman that lives in Turnberry. It's the woman that lives in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's everyone. And it is everybody's business because it may not affect you directly, but it has some effect because you work amongst people. And even the Inland Revenue Services says 90% of the women that are holding down households in New Providence are single mothers. You don't think that they encounter some type of violence? And I want to admonish also that mental wellness is a huge part of what your foundation is doing in terms of the violence perpetrated against women. But we must take under consideration the mental state and the fact that these are cycles. It's like, when do we change the cycle? How do we change it, Candy?
First of all, people like say it started home. We beyond the home now.
We beyond home?
We beyond the home now.
Okay? Because you're everywhere.
Okay, we beyond the home now. So my thing about it, if it didn't break at the home, you're now to the journey called life. You're encountering something. Okay, now what do we do? We can no longer cry over spilled milk, but we got to make sure. Now, mind you, you ain't going to save all. You ain't going to save all. But put stuff and put mechanism in place, Candy, to be able to assist the victim. First of all, 322-2763 and 422-2763 has been social services number for years. Why I got to dial with seven numbers to get help? During COVID-19, we had hotlines, emergency numbers, 311 and 511 were the number. Why we can't have easy numbers like that for social services? That in any event, a child can pick up the phone and could call 811 or call 611 or call 116. Give easy numbers. You understand me? Mm-hmm. Tell me, John. Pick up the phone, drive over the man, and punch in your eye, and hit you in your head.
You dead? Oh, you're dead.
You understand me? So we now need to give a whole you haul on the way we treat victims and fucking victims. The way we treat people is like, it's so sad. Mankind has now become werewolves. We come round for the free food. We come round for the photo ops, the press cover. But what we do after that? It's still the same.
This is another text, Candy. Candy and Casey. Oh, Candy and Casey, I like that. Yeah. Candy and Casey, I understand what you mean 100%. But I want you to know, a lot of times these women stir other women. In that, I mean, I know what you're doing. I know what your man doing is wrong. And I pick up the phone or I send your man a text and say, oh, you know where she is? Then she causes that man to beat that woman. Women are not innocent in some cases, but I get your point. But I also want to say to you, Candy, a lot of these women who have friends, let them know where they are. What does that mean?
Let them know where they are.
I wonder if you mean like if they go into hiding.
Okay, I understand that. And so,
hold on, Candy. Do we have a caller? Okay, we can't. Let me get Candy's point. Go ahead, Candy.
I understand what she's saying. And even when I had left the country and went to Canada, my circle was still small. And even as small as I thought my circle was, there was still someone that was a weak link. You understand me? And so I said to say this, we now have to choose our friends wisely. And so my circle is very, very small. If you see me put up a picture with somebody, it got to be something either we've been friends long time or probably something, but it's not going to be say, okay, every time you see her, she with a friend or she, oh, pardon. That is in my life. If there's 99 pictures on Facebook, I guarantee you like about 80-something that would be my daughter or my children or my nephews or my nieces. And so I understand what you're saying when you say people would, their friends would tell them, yes, we do have some provocative women. We have some women in this country who do provocative stuff. Not even just calling their friends boyfriend or husband, telling them where their friends is or whatever. But we have some women in jail who's provoked the man to anger. I mean, nobody to be able to provoke nobody, but we do. I had a situation the other day where I had to sit between a female and a gentleman, and I know what the problem was, and the problem wasn't even the man. The problem was the woman.
Candy, this is another text that's come in. The problem is people call everyone their friend. This is another text. Candy, I want you to know something. You spoke about high up people. My son and daughter attend a very prominent school out west, deep out west. Yesterday morning, there was an incident. Everybody turned a blind eye to it, but we all know exactly what happened. And is it anyone's business? It's everyone's business. But who is going to make the call? You see, they drive the best. They look the best. When we see them come into the schoolyard, everybody is matching. So what problem do they really have? What you give to the public, you can't take back. Who is going to call social services for her? Is she going to come from her big-time home to come and live in Bayontown? No. So she stays in it. There's only so much that you can do.
And I understand that. And with that point being said, there's only so much I can do. I intend of doing what I can do. At the end of the day, like I said, we ain't gonna save all. Every bottle is not for moon. Every bottle isn't candy on. But I know one thing for sure. Nobody can ever say they did a Shamika McKinney move. They reached out to me and didn't get nowhere. Remember Shamika McKinney?
Yeah.
She ran over Montague with her two children.
With her two.
You understand?
I remember that. Ladies and gentlemen, within the sound of my voice, this has been Kendani Campbell-Moss along with Candy as my contributor this morning. This is Guardian 96.9 FM. Candy, thank you.
My pleasure.
Fresh news, smart talk, all day.